Radio Prague News.
President Václav Klaus has expressed deep concern following the breakdown in talks on forming a broad coalition government. The Civic Democratic Party is backing new talks on a three-party coalition, including the Civic and Christian Democrats, as well as the Green Party. The electronic toll systems company Capsh and the Transport Ministry have negotiated changes to a contract on the Czech Republic's new toll system. President Václav Klaus has expressed deep concern following the breakdown in talks on forming a broad coalition government in the Czech Republic, talks that collapsed earlier this week. On Wednesday, the Civic Democratic Party abruptly ended negotiations with its main rival, the Social Democratic Party, with Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek saying the differences over policy issues, as well as the makeup of the cabinet, were too great to overcome. Meanwhile, the Civic Democrats have proposed returning to previous negotiations on a three-party coalition made up of the Civic Democrats, the Christian Democrats, and the Greens. The idea has now been revived in a fresh bid to form a viable government. At a press conference on Friday, Prime Minister Topolánek said he was confident such a government, one backing essential reforms, had a chance of finding support in the lower house. He added that the three-party coalition concept had not been tested in a vote of confidence. And in reaction, Christian Democrat leader Jiří Čunek has indicated a willingness by his party to take part in negotiations on a three-party coalition. That's a shift in stance after previously pushing strongly for the inclusion of the Social Democrats. Mr. Čunek has stated repeatedly that the Christian Democrats will not take part in any coalition relying on votes of rebel MPs. The Greens, headed by Martin Bursík, meanwhile, have said they will address the question of talks after meeting with representatives of both the other two parties on Sunday. The electronic toll systems company Capsh and the Transport Ministry have negotiated changes to a contract on the Czech Republic's new electronic toll system that will require the company to pay 14 million crowns per day, that's more than $600,000, for every day the system is not up and running as of January 2007. The system introduces electronic gates that tally tolls for trucks 12 tons and over. The company has backed the potential sanctions with a 660 million crown bank guarantee. And very quickly now, a look at the weather. Partly cloudy conditions are expected in Prague into the weekend, with daytime highs of around 8 degrees Celsius. Sunday may see showers, with daytime temperatures dropping to 5 degrees. I'm Jan Wellinger, and that's the news.
This is the English service of Radio Prague, and my name is Dita Asiedu. Today, Austria prepares to settle a dispute over safety at a Czech nuclear power plant in court. A year after a new law on smoking has taken effect, we ask, how has it affected smoking habits? And we'll also bring you the latest Czech business and finance news. The Austrian Parliament has taken a major step towards the confrontation with the Czech government over the controversial Czech nuclear plant at Temelín. On Thursday, Austria's legislature approved a strongly worded motion demanding the Czechs prove that they have taken steps to make Temelín safer or face a lawsuit. Ilya Maritz reports.
If anybody was in doubt about how the Austrians really feel, this measure laid those doubts to rest. In a vote that was unanimous, the Viennese parliament passed a motion that will force the government of Austria to bring a lawsuit against the Czech government if the Czechs don't immediately prove that upgrades to the plant's safety have been made. Parliamentarian August Wöginger.
It was a five-party motion passed unanimously in the Austrian parliament. Actually, we're asking nothing more than what was decided in the 2001 Melk Agreement, that deficiencies in the plant's security would be addressed. And if no resolution is forthcoming, we feel that we'll be forced to bring a suit based on international law.
The agreement signed in Melk bound the Czechs to upgrade Temelín and in exchange the Austrians gave their support for Czech membership in the EU. Legal experts say the agreement isn't legally binding and in itself could not form the basis for a lawsuit. The Austrians' move has not been warmly received in the Czech Republic. President Václav Klaus called it scandalous and said he couldn't imagine the Czech parliament passing a similar measure. Dana Drábová, president of the State Office for Nuclear Safety, also gave her response yesterday.
Prague has presented the Austrians with everything that was technically possible to present, so there really aren't any more steps that can be taken. As far as stepping up security and improving safety conditions and measures are concerned, that will be done automatically as long as the nuclear plant is in operation. Not because some parliament passes a resolution, but simply because it's a basic condition for the plant to function properly.
In November, Drábová's agency gave the plant an important Kollaudatze, or building approval, paving the way for the Austrian parliament's move on Thursday. Temelin has been a sore point in Czech-Austrian relations since the plant began operating 6 years ago. The Austrians fret that the plant's Soviet design makes it more likely to experience a meltdown. The plant's operator, ČEZ, has made many improvements using Western technology and says it is now safe. It doesn't help ČEZ's case, however, that the plant has suffered frequent shutdowns due to technical problems. All minor stuff, says ČEZ, and right now it looks like the Czech government is standing with them.
Ilya Maritz with that report on the Czech-Austrian dispute over the Temelín nuclear power plant in South Bohemia, just 50 kilometers from the border with nuclear-free Austria. It's been a year since a new smoking law went into effect, banning smoking in public places such as schools, cinemas, state administration offices, and bus and tram platforms. Despite the fact that you now see fewer people smoking in public places, smoking still kills 18,000 Czechs every year, and a disturbingly high number of young people are taking up the habit. Daniela Lazarová has the story.
The attitude to smoking is gradually changing. Just a few years ago, politicians thought nothing of lighting up during a television interview, and ashtrays only disappeared from Prague Castle when the former president Václav Havel was forced to quit smoking after undergoing lung surgery. Today, politicians still smoke, but they now hide their bad habit from the cameras, and the number of actors who smoke in Czech films has dropped considerably. Gradually, smoking is becoming perceived as a bad habit, even by smokers themselves. Although 80% of them want to quit, somehow they can't seem to get around to it. Dr. Eva Králíková is one of the country's leading experts on smoking-related illnesses, and she claims that the low price of cigarettes is one of the key factors in the fight against smoking.
The price of cigarettes should be much higher. We still do not have the minimum level of tobacco taxes required by the European Union. It will be next year. So if we look on the real price of the cigarette pack, for your salary you can buy twice as much boxes of cigarettes compared to the situation 15 years ago.
As of next year, the price of a packet of cigarettes is expected to go up by an average 10 crowns. That's less than doctors had hoped for. They propose that the price of a packet should double, but it is seen as a move in the right direction. Dr. Králíková hopes that teenagers in particular will be put off by the higher price of cigarettes. Although the number of smoking-related deaths has dropped from 22,000 to 18,000 in the last 5 years, the number of people who take up smoking has not changed. A poll among the country's 15 to 18-year-olds indicates that 45% of them smoke, and surprisingly, a greater number of girls than boys. Dr. Králíková says that for those who really want to quit, there will be an effective new drug on the market in the coming spring.
The substance is varenicline, and this is a partial agonist of certain type of nicotine receptors in the brain. And it's on the market in United States since July this year. It has no substantial side effects, and it works. So Of course, it's not 100% curing the tobacco dependence, but it seems to be the most effective drug we ever had.
Eva Králíková, one of the country's leading experts on smoking-related illnesses, ending that report by Daniela Lazarová. Three years ago, almost 20 valuable art objects were stolen from a church in a small village near the town of Liberec in North Bohemia. The loot was soon discovered in Poland, and on Thursday, the Baroque woodcuts and statuettes were handed back to representatives of the Roman Catholic Church here in Prague to be restored and returned to the village church. Even though the number of church robberies has fallen since the looting sprees of the early 1990s, hundreds of cases are still reported every year in the Czech Republic. Just this week, sculptures worth a million crowns were stolen from a church in central Bohemia. Pavla Horáková has this report.
The case of the North Bohemian statues and woodcuts had a happy ending, because only a small percentage of the pillaged art normally makes it back to the Czech Republic. Most of the stolen objects are smuggled across the border and presumably sold to private collectors or at antique fairs. After the borders opened in the early 1990s, burglars took churches in Bohemia by storm. Back then, most churches were left unlocked during the day and had no alarm systems. The Culture Ministry estimates that since those days, art objects worth hundreds of millions of crowns have been lost, and the losses can be compared to those suffered by this country during the 30 Years' War in the 17th century. Petr Svojanovský from the Culture Ministry.
Od roku 95, kdy řada těch objektů byla vybavena zabezpečovacími systémy, dochází pozvolné.
Since 1995, many of the buildings have been equipped with alarm systems, and the number of robberies and volume of stolen objects has been somewhat decreasing. But we can say it is also because in many of the churches there is not much left to steal anymore.
Že v řadě objektů už prostě není co ukrást.
This year alone, the Culture Ministry says it invested some 11 million crowns, or over half a million US dollars, in burglar alarms for churches across the Czech Republic. Some 80% of the country's churches have now been equipped with safety alarms, but as the Bishop of Litoměřice, Pavel Posád, says, individual parishes have different ways of protecting their churches.
Kde to je možné, pořizuje se elektronické zabezpečení přímo na policii.
Wherever possible, electronic devices are installed which are connected to police stations. But there are other methods of prevention too. For example, if a church has three doors, two of them can be bricked up. The problem is that churches are often situated on the outskirts or outside of villages. In many parishes, believers take the statues home for the week and bring them back only for the Sunday Mass.
The robberies most often affect Roman Catholic churches out in the country, but recently burglars have also focused on cemeteries from where sculptures are stolen, presumably to decorate the gardens of art collectors abroad.
Thanks, Pavla. This is the English service of Radio Prague. For the latest in the Czech world of business and finance, I'm joined by Rob Cameron.
Thanks, Dieter. Well, Czech politicians may be incapable of forming a stable majority government, but that didn't stop them from passing the 2007 budget this week. The budget won the backing of 149 of the 184 deputies present in the lower house, although it was boycotted by the man who created it, Civic Democrat Finance Minister Vlastimil Tlustý. He abstained from voting in protest at a last-minute increase in the deficit pushed through by left-wing deputies.
The Czech Exporters Association issued a cry for help as the Czech currency, the crown, soared to new record highs. The association warned that all exporters in the Czech Republic were suffering from the stronger crown, leading to greater losses and raising the specter of higher unemployment. The head of the body called on the Trade and Industry Ministry to curb energy prices for a start to offset the losses. The crown reached 27.7 to the euro on Thursday, a new record.
The lower house postponed until 2008 the introduction of a new law on sickness benefits, meaning that the state will continue to cover sick pay for the first 2 weeks of illness. Under the new law, which was to come into effect on January the 1st, the bill will be picked up by employers rather than the state. The changes will see companies' health insurance contributions fall from 3.3% to 2.3%, and the state will reimburse firms half of the money they paid out in sickness benefits.
Czech building societies reported a substantial rise in the number of loans in 2006. Building societies signed almost 711,000 new contracts on home building savings, a 20% rise year on year. The number of new contracts traditionally grows at the end of the year due to state support to clients for every year of savings. Building societies have so far lent more than 48 billion crowns this year.
And Nigeria is considering buying around a dozen Czech-made L-159 subsonic fighters to revitalize its aging air force, the Prague Post reported this week. The deal is yet to be finalized, but defense ministry officials said Nigeria was definitely interested in buying more than 10 of the aircraft. President Václav Klaus reportedly discussed the deal this week with his Nigerian counterpart, Olusegun Obasanjo.
But that's not all we hear from Rob Cameron just yet. Here he is with the arts.
I saw my lover standing by the sea, his tears blew back in the wind over me.
In this week's edition of The Arts, I'll be speaking to a modern-day troubadour, a half-Czech, half-English female troubadour who sings in 8 different languages and borrows inspiration from the folk traditions of countries as diverse as France, Bulgaria, Russia and Ireland. Her name's Katush.
Anger is what drove me as I reached out for him.
It's a Czech name because my mum was Czech and born in Czech, and she named me after my great-grandmother, Kateřina. And instead of shortening it to Katka, I've always been Katush or Tush in English, which has always been a bit strange.
How important would you say your Czech roots are to you?
They've completely made who I am. I left England when I was 18 and I didn't want to go to university. I came to visit Czech with my mum and meet all my family for the first time, and I felt so at home, and I felt like I could discover who I was here. So I came to live in Prague. That was in 1993, and I lived in Prague for nearly a year and a half and learned to speak Czech. Just, I felt like I was at home here, which I'd never felt in Wales where I grew up. I left after a year and a half and I travelled all over the world, but I kept coming back to Czech, and my mum's always been coming back, so at least once or twice a year I've come back.
So would you consider yourself kind of half and half or more Czech than English now?
I think I consider myself half and half, even though I'm actually only a quarter Czech by blood. I definitely feel more half and half, because after a few days here I kind of click into how I feel and the way I deal with people, and I feel like I've been here forever, so...
I know it's a question that most musicians dread and hate. How would you define, how would you categorise your music, what you do?
It's all about the way I feel. I've not studied music. When I first came to Czech, I was a painter. I never even considered myself a musician. I was here and I was painting pictures for like a year and a half. But I've always painted musicians, and I always met them, and I always actually earned my living for music. I was standing on Charles Bridge like once or twice a week for a year and a half playing my piccolo, just making up little tunes, and that's how I survived in Prague from like the time I lived here. I started playing guitar like 5 years ago and writing songs. Second song I wrote was a Czech song, and I just sat down and it came, like the chords and everything just came and the words just came to me. It wasn't like I knew I could write a Czech song, because I didn't realise I could even write anything in Czech.
But nonetheless, there are a couple of Czech songs on the CD that you've given me.
There's one Czech song on that CD, and there's another Czech song which isn't on there. On that CD there's French, Czech and English. I also sing Bulgarian, Russian and a little bit of Polish and Gaelic as well.
Let's hear something from the CD now. You've chosen a song. Which one is it?
The song I've chosen is the first Czech song I wrote, Alalaska, and Alalaska is But Love, and the rest of the song, which is too long to write on there, is Kdyby byli vopredali rybine musliby byt rybniki. If everybody had fish up their bums, then there wouldn't need to be any lakes. It's pretty much what it means. And that's a Czech tongue twister, which is one of the first Czech phrases that, like, my friends in Domažlice, where my family are from, were trying to teach me, you know. And so it's always been something swimming around in the back of my mind, like, and it came out as a song.
Jsou vždy v nožici, co všichni dom v domu vždycí. Kde jsou vždy v nožici, co všichni dom v domu vždycí. Kdyby nebyli žici, nemusli by být o mý. Kdyby nebyli to mý, nemusli
You're here in the Czech Republic with your percussionist, JB, and you're working on something which is a sort of exchange, a festival exchange. Can JB tell me a little bit more about how that works?
Basically, I'm involved with a couple of festivals in the UK. We decided last year to maybe bring some Czech artists over on a world stage and for Katush to play, obviously, in Czech. We asked a few people and put a few feelers out on the net, and we decided to do it like a cultural exchange and actually bring some of Katush's fans with us to a festival in Czech and take Lenka from Czech back to the UK.
This is Lenka Dusilova.
That's right, yeah. And a cultural exchange on the fans, so Czech fans of Lenka's can experience festivals in England, and Katush's fans from England or other artists' fans could come and experience Czech festivals.
Lenka's music and Katush's music, to my layman's ears, I suppose I would put you both in the kind of folk category. Is that a category that you accept?
I'm happy to be in a folk category, but I've not grown up listening to folk music or particularly loving, say, English or Czech folk music. It's not something that I heard as a child. If I've got any influences, they're more likely to be sort of dance music or Spanish guitar music, which I do really like. And when I first started to play, I did try to emulate kind of Spanish flamenco playing. I sing in about 8 different languages, and I think it is world music, and people can like dance to my stuff, but the lyrics are equally important. Like, the lyrics to me are poetry, you know. I love writing, and so each song, I feel it can stand alone. It's a story. Each song is like a story. Next to like English folk music, I'd put myself alongside people like maybe Rory MacLeod, or people like the Travellers. They're telling stories, they're just living their life. Yeah, troubadours. So I think that is definitely what I am. I don't mind what songs choose me. Like, I don't mind how it ends up, whether it's more folky or more Irish or more African or more, you know, if I end up writing like completely classical music. Like, I love those kind of music, like even opera, influenced me as much as anything else.
Katush, you've chosen a song for us to play out with from the CD. Which one is it?
The song is Smile. It's about a journey, like from the river right down to the sea, and it's about leaves, autumn leaves falling and so shining like gold or silver, and the journey along with some like animals, which are other people and thoughts in life, right out to the ocean, and how you've got to get there, and all the time you've got to get there and keep your vision of the sea ahead of you. You just hold up your smile, and everyone else has to hold up their smile, and that's life.
Katush and JB, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Golden leaves on silver trees are falling down like golden rivers over these thoughts of you. Wrapped around like yellow ribbons around your head, around your face, they are wrapping a smile around you. Hold up on. dancing on a crocodile back down that river, down that river. Watch out for his tail, it'll swing around at you. And there's a monkey on your head, laughing, reaching out for leaves. He's grasping up those golden leaves that are falling down around you. Hold up my, hold up my smile. Hold up my, hold up my smile. Hold up my, hold up my smile, yeah. Hold up my, hold up my smile.
Then you can hear more of Katush's songs at www.katush.cz. That's spelled with a K. It's time for us here at the Radio Prague studio to say goodbye. Tune in to our weekend programs in which, among other things, you'll hear how the Culture Ministry is breaking a law that it is actually responsible for monitoring. You'll learn a new phrase through a pop song, and you'll find out what Radio Prague listeners have been writing to us in mailbox. Don't forget that on some of our times and frequencies, you can also hear our co-production Inside Central Europe. For more information on Radio Prague, visit our website, www.radio.cz/English. But now it's bye-bye from me, Dieter Asjedu, and the rest of the English service.
Ici Radio Prague, programme en langue française des émissions internationales de la radio tchèque, Ondes Courtes. Pour bénéficier d'une agréable réception, voici la grille de nos horaires en temps universel et fréquence en kilohertz. Sept heures, 7h27, 5930, 7345, Europe. 8h30, 8h57, 9860, 11600, Europe. Dix-sept heures trente, 17h57, 5930, 15710, Europe, Afrique centrale. 19h30, 19h57, 5930, 9430, Europe, Afrique. 23h, 23h27, 5930, 7345, Amérique du Nord. Nous vous invitons à l'écoute sur le web. Pour cela, veuillez vous connecter au site www.radio.cz/français. Radio Prague est aussi sur le satellite. Vous trouverez toutes les informations sur notre site www.radio.cz/français.